though, just kind of felt, I know that second quarter you're looking at, you just felt like, we just had this quarter last night.
I did. I was really nervous. It was exactly the same way the third and fourth quarter went last night, and I was scared that we were going to have three quarters like that. But the girls, we went into halftime, and we said we're going to battle, we're going to fight, and we're going to make a run at them. And when they had that determination, then, you know, they put together a couple really strong quarters.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 30 points in the second quarter. That's one of your higher point totals in a quarter this year. And, you know, I think a lot of it is you guys are a little bit more aggressive in that second half, and you were able to distribute the ball a little bit better.
We did. We moved the ball so much better. We were starting to make, you know, better passes, better decisions on the court. And that just, when you make that extra pass, it just makes for a better teamwork. Everybody's involved. So it was good job for them.
I think really a big key was, of course, in that second half, he had Brooke Strine. She only had two shot attempts in the first half. She ends up with 12 points all in the second half there. And, you know, there you go right there, just getting it inside and working inside-out game.
You know, she was just patient. You know, they were really clogging it up. We were having a hard time getting her the ball on the inside the first half. But she stayed with it. She kept battling. And she was strong in the second half, going to the glass.
Well, you know what? Foul trouble were big for you guys here tonight, especially with two of your big starters, Allie Patton and Amber Lott. And, you know, a team with not a lot of depth and a lot of young players, the margin of error is pretty slim there. And that when you get those two in foul trouble especially, it takes a lot out for you guys.
It does. You know, it's tough. It makes some tough decisions on how we're going to move and how we're going to rotate. But, you know, Mallory stepped in and played a lot more minutes than she's used to. Tori stepped in and played some good minutes for us. You know, we just got to be smart and make wise decisions so we don't get in those foul trouble situations. But, you know, with the effort with the girls that were on the court when they were on the court, you know, they played hard and worked hard.
Yeah, you switched things up a little bit, went to man-to-man defense. How'd you like? Did you like what you saw with your team in man-to-man?
You know, I've wanted to try it for a long time, and I just, you know, you just get nervous when you only have six girls and that you play quality minutes. And so I was just like, well, it's not going to hurt. You know, second quarter wasn't very pretty. So we decided to try it, and I was very pleased with our effort. We put a lot of pressure on the ball. We fought through screens. And so, you know, now we have three defenses.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a good positive.
Woo-hoo, yeah. But this is – you know, just looking at it, this is one of the toughest weeks I can remember Scott City's had for opponents in a long time. You know, you get that midseason tournament last week, yeah. You get this week here, two of the three teams ranked here, and Cimarron, who'd been ranked. And you now kind of, I don't want to discredit your opponents coming up here, but it kind of lightens up a little bit. But Hayes, they're a 5A school. They've played some pretty good teams. They come into town next week and an opportunity to get a little bit better here as you get in the final month of the year.
You know, we are. We're looking to carry on the second half and battle against Hayes. You know, it's not going to be easy. You know, that size of school, they got lots of girls to work with, and they're going to come ready to play. And our girls are going to be ready to play. You know, we want to get some positives. We want to get some W's. So we're going to work hard.
Well, I know it was a tough week here, but you guys were competitive. It doesn't show it on the final score, but great second half for you guys. Hopefully that relays into next week. Coach Amy Felker joining us here. Thanks again, as always, here. And what are we going to do with only two games next week?
I don't know. It's going to be a shock not having three games, but we're ready for a little bit of a break.
Back to the practice gym. Thanks again, Coach.
Thanks, Adam.